Rohit Sharma set a new world record by scoring 264 as India thrashed Sri Lanka by 153 runs in the fourth one-day international in Kolkata. Sharma became the first player to score a second ODI double century, having previously achieved the feat last year against Australia. He then set a new record score as India piled on 404 for 5. In reply, Sri Lanka slipped to 48 for 4 before half-centuries from Angelo Matthews and Laharu Tillamani delayed the inevitable until they were eventually bowled out for 251. Darryl Kulkarni, playing just his third ODI, returned figures of 4 for 34. Pakistan took the final 2 wickets they needed to complete a 248-run win over New Zealand on day 5 of the first test in Abu Dhabi. New Zealand extended their second innings to 231 before they were bowled out after Ish Sodhi made 63. Mark Craig fell for 28 to lead New Zealand, chasing 480 to win on 177 for 9 before Sodhi and Trent Bolt added another 54 runs for the 10th wicket and they were then finally dismissed. Half centuries from Sikander Raza and Hamilton Masakata helped Zimbabwe reach stumps on day 2 of the third and final test against Bangladesh in Chittagong on 113 for 1, replying to 503 all out. While the opening day was dominated by Bangladesh, today's second day was much more even. Shakib Al Hasan scored 71 before the home side were bowled out, with Raza taking 3 wickets. And although Zimbabwe's reply got off to a dreadful start when Brian Chari was dismissed without scoring by Rubel Hossein, Raza made 54 not out and Masakata 51 not out to keep them fighting. Elise Perry scored a half century and took 3 wickets to help Australia women beat the West Indies women by 53 runs in the second ODI in Sydney. Nicole Bolton also scored a half century for the hosts before they were bowled out for 256 at the Hurstville Oval. Deandra Dottin and Hayley Matthews shared 7 wickets, but the West Indies then fell short when they were dismissed for 203. Pakistan all-rounder Mohammad Hafiz has been reported for bowling with a suspected illegal action following his side's first test against New Zealand in Abu Dhabi. He'll now have to undergo independent analysis of his action within 21 days.